Alright, good evening everyone. This is Gordon, W2 Tango Tango 10. Are there any stations with emergency?
You're dropping out, Gordon.
Yeah, sorry about that. I've got a power lead that's giving me a little grief. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call KQBAR. Alrighty. That's always a good answer, as I like to say. Well, good evening, everyone. On this very snowy but very nice early January 2nd, January 2nd evening, or zero two hundred UTC on January 3rd. As we finish, I think, our eighth year, not too many more weeks or months of the Bergen Image Radio Association Technical Net. This net is a conversation. It's a little different than most nets, so stand by and brace yourself for something a little different. It's because it's a conversation. It's about amateur radio, about electronics, about computers, telecommunications, natural phenomena, and the underlying science, math of what goes into it. It also is about the experiences we've had with amateur radio, with the opportunities it's brought us, and the things we've tried, the things we'd like to try again, things we've never tried and really are excited to do someday, even if it's wistful. And of course, the things we've done and we never want to do again. All of those things are fair game. Think about also how we've shared our skills to the service of others, especially as we talk about the weather tonight. Some of our can-do MacGyver mentality will come out, I'm sure. One thing I do want to point out tonight, we are going to have a quick rehash on how to properly measure snowfall. As though you were a sky-worn spotter, in fact, at 10 o'clock on the 146.70 repeater, there will be an opportunity to report your measurements, and we'll talk about that, how to do that. You might want to consider how that's done, because it's probably not the way you think, oddly enough. So, with no further ado, let's talk about how we check in. We check in with our call sign, our name, and we indicate whether we have a question, a comment, a for sale or swap, or looking for a type of item, or none of the above, or some of those combinations, I should say, or none of the above. We do encourage people to check in even if they don't have something specifically to contribute, because as you'll find out, that sometimes your presence gives us motivation to talk about a topic. And you may not be aware of it, but there might be those around you on the net who will. And, so it's important you check in no matter what. Alrighty. So with no further ado, let's look for call signs who's called to give the letter November. Okay, how about Kilo 2s?
KQBAR. This is K2ZO. No comments or questions at this time.
Good, Jim. Just a point, I'll just give you the question and let you chew on it a bit. But I could not remember what the excitement was over the Hawaii Emergency Group's 9-to-1 Balun NFED wire antenna, other than the mechanical ease of its deployment, versus, let's say, an OCF dipole, 40 and above, which frankly seems to be, or even 80 and above, depending on how much wire you want. But it's just a thought. A little problem here. I got something that's talking on the radio on my computer that my wife had burned the battery dead, and I was trying to figure out how to suppress it. But anyway, that's going to be the topic. All right. Alrighty. So that's one thing. Are there any other Kilo 2s?
Two EIR.
And how are your status is?
Questions, no comments.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. And any other Kilo 2s? Okay, how about other Kilos? Wow. Okay. Let's go to Whiskey's.
This is WA2UNP, Jim in Pearl River, New York. Good evening, Gordon. No questions at the moment.
Okay, Jim, good evening. Any other Whiskeys?
Uniform 2 Sierra, Randy in Washington Township. No comments or questions at the moment.
Okie dokie. Welcome, Randy. Welcome to your happy return. I hope both your wife and you, your wife home, and you to the net. Alrighty, any other Whiskeys?
W2JEK, Don with a comment. North End.
Gotcha, Don, JEK, with your comment. And who is the station in North Ailman?
Whiskey India, to Steve.
To ITW, good evening, Steve. What's your pleasure?
Oh, I'll probably have a comment in discussion.
Okay, please work on your signal because you're about 50%. All right, very, very good. Any other Whiskeys?
W2ATP, Paul Hines and Park, normally both listening.
Hey, Paul, I got you, and Charlie got you. Charlie, what's your pleasure?
Just listening.
Actually, very good. Any other Whiskeys?
W2LCN. No questions, just listening in.
Good evening, Rick. Welcome aboard. Any other Whiskeys?
WA2 Sierra Victor Mike in Glen Ridge, New Jersey. Just listening.
WA2 Sierra Victor Mike. Very good. Welcome aboard. Just verify your call and give me an idea of your name, please.
WA2SBN, name is David.
Hey, very good, David. Welcome aboard. I don't think you've been with us before. If you have, it's been a while. Very good. Anybody else with a Whiskey?
Gordon, is this any better from a signal standpoint?
Q5, Steve.
Okay, that's fixed.
Okay. Very good. Anybody else with a Whiskey?
All right, so let's see, you've done Kilo 2s, Kilos, we'll come back to that. Let's try Alphas.
AC2GI, Rich, one question.
Rich, good evening, welcome aboard. And we'll get to your question in a bit. Any other Alphas? All righty. Any other stations who want to log in locally?
KC2ZFM. No questions, just listening at the moment.
And your name, Mr. ZFM?
The name is Bob, Gordon.
I like everybody to introduce themselves. It's better that way. How are you, Bob? All right, very good. Any other stations locally?
Into
EQZ. Hey, Andre, good evening, and what's your pleasure?
Just listening on my ride home.
Very good. Anybody else locally? Okay, I think that was it. All right, just reference, this repeater can be accessed on 146.955 megahertz minus 600, and the PL is 141.3. I neglected to put that into the opening. Forgive me. The other thing is you can get in via Echolink at K2FoxtrotJuliet-L. That's K2FoxtrotJuliet-L, as in Lima. And we welcome you to try to log in that way as well. So with no further ado,
Let's see if there's anybody on Echolink. Okay, just a couple of quick announcements. We're going to get to Don first, and then I'm going to do a quick just hash of how to measure snowfall properly. It's not as simple as you think, but it's not as hard as it could be. And then after that, we'll have we'll go to questions. And one other little thing, I just want people to know that some of us are working on the Ubiquiti beta test software. We'll be testing that over the next probably 2 to 3 weeks. And so far, by the way, from other groups that have already started to test it, that it looks good. So we will have a way to mesh network with current production hardware that's also more mechanically and electrically robust for outdoor experiences. So you know, that's a good thing. So keep that in mind, and we'll go from there. Alrighty, with no further ado, Mr. Don, W2JEK, K2BAR, and what's the status of last Friday's session, test session, if I may, K2BAR.
Alright, K2BAR, Nanette, W2JEK, good evening everybody, and Happy New Year. Alright, last Friday night's test session, we had 10 applicants, and we came out with 6 technician licenses. That was following a technician class that Gordon ran, and that was mailed Monday, and somewhere along the line, it will get to the ARRL, and then from then on, it will be sent down to the FCC. What's the status on that? I will say that coming January 17th, which is a Friday, will be the next para test session. It's a tentative date right now. I haven't got the full confirmation from the school yet, but keep it in mind and keep your ears open when we know it's definite, or watch for the ARRL. If you see it on the ARRL's website, you'll know it's been confirmed. You'll usually give it to them until they have a definite answer from the school. With that, back to that. W2JEK.
That's great. That's very good. Thank you, Don, and the whole team for running the test session on Friday night. Interesting group. I had 7 students, and plus there were 2 walk-ins to take tests. One of the walk-ins passed, and I guess 5 of the 6 boys and girls passed. That was pretty good. Very, very good. Very high productivity. And one of them, one of our scouts, who actually took the test, then proceeded, like others, to take the general, and missed the general on a cold, no-study basis by a mere 3 questions. So, needless to say, he's a little hot to trot to upgrade, so that's pretty exciting, too. Alrighty, well, thank you very much. Anybody have questions or comments about testing or preparing for exams, et cetera? Okay, Don, do you have anything else?
I have a question for K2ZO.
Go ahead.
Jim, I'm thinking of, after my maple tree came down, I'm thinking of putting up another antenna. I had a 40-meter dipole up and unfed wired. I've got the unfed wire up now, but I want to get a mast up and put a replace the maple tree. And I'm thinking of an off-center fed dipole, a 40-meter version. I think it's 23 feet on one side and 46 feet on the other, if I recall the measurements. And I had built one, actually, that I brought up to Portable Bay. I was thinking of putting that up, but instead of using ladder line, I was thinking of using a ballast at the feed point and feeding it with coax, because I have the coax out there already from the 40-meter dipole. And I'm just wondering what type of ballast do you use? I'm wondering if Jim can answer that. Back to Matt.
Go ahead, Jim.
Okay. K2BAR, this is K2ZO. Well, I have the exact same antenna that I use for 80 meters, and I did build one for 40. And I'm using a 4-to-1 Balun, and I optimized this, trimmed it a little bit to make it work good on 40 and 80. Don't need a tuner. And when the long side is horizontal and the short side is coming down at a 45 degree angle, and I use a 4-to-1 current Balun, and it's made with two cores. The cores are in parallel at the point where they attach to the coax, and the windings, the two bifilar windings, are in series up at the top, which gives us a 4-to-1. So works very good. You can buy one from Balun Designs, or you can build one, no problem. But don't use a regular voltage Balun, the transformer Balun, because it's not going to work right, and you'll have a lot of RF coming back at you and have a lot of problems matching. And although we have put in all the days there for the, I want to comment on the testing, I have requested all the days that you wanted. I have not heard back from them, and they've been very slow. Just remember, you don't have to ever worry, because I've got the keys to the senior center, and we could always go over there, no problem at all. Back to that, it's K2ZO.
Okay, Mr. Don.
And keep that in mind there, what I'm going to do. It's going to be not going to be tomorrow, that's for sure. In fact, I got to get a mast first and I'm going to hoist up my long wire first, and then this will be over the long wire. The end of it will be hanging up over a couple feet over the long wire that goes fast underneath it. Back to that, W2JEK, and thank you, Jim.
Alrighty, anybody else have any questions for Don? Alrighty, well, thank you very much. Alrighty, so our next question is from Rich, AC2GI. Go ahead, Rich. K2BAR.
K2BAR, AC2GI. The question is for Jim again. I made your off-center antenna with the 4-to-1 Balun. That's about 65-foot version that I intend to hang perfectly vertical. Give that a try to see if I can beat my mountain behind me here. And my question is, if I hang it from a tree and the top of it, I can get up about 90 feet, which is good. My question is, how far away from the main trunk of the tree do I have to stay? Back to net.
Jim?
I'm sorry, I got distracted there. Someone was calling me from the other room. Rich, the question is this a radiating portion? I missed that question, I'm sorry. Would you please repeat it again?
Yeah, I made your off-center fed antenna with the 4-to-1 Balun, about 65 feet, somewhere around there. And I want to try to hang it dead vertical out of a tree. I can get the top of it up to about 90 feet and just hang it straight down. My question is, how far away from the main trunk of the tree do you think I should stay?
And this is going to have a Balun on it, right? Like the one that I have?
Correct.
Mine is right next to the tower. It comes all the way down the tower. In fact, it's actually taped to the tower at about 20 or 30 foot down, coming down and around. I bet at the base of the tower, that coax is grounded to the tower. I don't think the tree's going to have anything to do with it at that point. So that shouldn't make any difference at all. Back to that.
So, Jim, do you have the short piece of the OCF essentially horizontal at the bottom?
Okay, the one we used on field day was, of course, all horizontal, which is the way it probably should be. However, at my house, the tree in the front is not very high compared to the tower. So the short piece on that, which which is one-third of the 133-foot length of the antenna, comes down from the top of the tower. There's a fiberglass pole coming off the towers, comes out about a foot and a half. That's where it's attached. And the shorter lead, the 40-something foot lead, comes down to a tree, and basically that comes down at about a 45-degree angle, and over to the tree. And the other lead, which of course is horizontal, goes over to another tree, and that's pretty much horizontal. And that antenna works fine. I mean, I worked the X on it. I compare it with other people using straight dipoles and inverted Vs, and I do just as well. Back to that.
Does that work for you, Rich?
I intend to hang the entire thing dead vertical and just pull the coax away from the antenna so it's away from it. But both portions are just going to be straight down. Like I said, I can get the long end about 90 feet in the air. Do you see any problem with that?
I mean, you're going to have the whole antenna oriented vertically, and you're going to feed it off center peg?
Correct.
I'll send you an article on another design for a off-center set vertical. AC2GI at ARRL, okay?
Yes, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay. That's interesting. I've never done that. But I don't see any reason why it won't work, because I know a vertical, people who have used verticals like that. That's an interesting design. So you're actually going to hang this whole thing vertically, and then the feed line, you're going to let the feed line touch the antenna or be next to the antenna as it heads down?
No, negative. I was going to pull that off to the side and then let it come down a few feet away.
Okay. It'd still be oriented vertically. Interesting. Okay. Another interesting thing that I wanted to try is to take and run the shorter piece horizontal and run two shorter pieces horizontal and feed it at that point with coax. In other words, so it's a vertical, but the short side comes out as a right angle and put two of them there, the same length, one on either side. I think that would be a very interesting variation of it. I haven't tried it yet, but I'd like to try that and at least to model it and see what it says. Back to that, K2ZO.
You know, you could actually build that either out of wire or even tubing, and it'd be very entertaining to see how that would work. But I was kind of wondering about that too, Jim, about running the vertical, the long element vertically in a horizontal element for the tail, if you will. And you bet you might want to do two or more. That's interesting. But I would then, at that point, continue the coax down vertically in line with the collinear with the long element. Sounds good, though. Sounds very exciting. You could even bring it in a different direction than the short element tails. That might be another thing to consider. If you were, let's say, rooftop mounting or something like that, or you had a ground, it came closer to the ground. Please copy me on that other design that you're going to send to Rich, if you would.
Okay, you find this, what I'm going to send you, very interesting.
No doubt. Anybody have any more questions on this topic, or they want follow-ups?
WITW.
Steve, go right ahead.
Yeah, so Jim, if you would put me on that computer list, I'd appreciate it.
No problem.
Any other comments on this? Alrighty. Well, very good. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Rich. Rich, any more from you?
No, that's it. I look forward to seeing the article. I ran the coax out the other day to a tree that I tend to shoot a line over. You know, my problem is my yard is very narrow, and I'm up against the hill that leads to the dormitories up at William P. So I have a heck of a time getting west, and my NFED antenna that I really like, the Ultimax that I bought, is only about 30 feet off the ground. That's as high as I can go, horizontal. So I figured if I hit the top of the oak tree in the backyard, which is just 90 feet, and I can get the radiating part of the antenna up that high, I might have a shot. So that's where we're going to go with it. Back to that AC2GI.
Okay, I see the antenna.
Go ahead, Jim. Say it again.
He sent the file.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, in case you didn't hear, our esteemed governor a couple of hours ago closed the state offices, and Bergen County offices also will be closed tomorrow due to a declared state of emergency. So I think at this point I want to take a minute and just brief you all as to how to go measure snowfall. So, first of all, snowfall is measured in tenths of an inch. That's the way it's to be reported. Number two, in a period of intense snowfall, ideally you would take a measurement in a flat, clear space where, you know, snow is not going to be piling up, and you would ideally have a white sheet that would not absorb any heat or unnecessarily. But I think at this point it's been cold enough for today that it won't matter much. And so you take your measurement to a tenth of an inch, and then what you do is you clear the area of its entirety once you record your measurement. And I mean you clear the entire area, not just a little pocket, but, you know, a fairly decent-sized area around that spot. And then, let's say an hour or so later, you come back and you measure the accumulation again. Let's say you had 1 inch on the first hour and half inch in the second hour. You'd sum the total since the beginning of the event as 1.5 inches in your second report, for instance. Everything is cumulative since the beginning. Why do you clear off the snow? You clear off the snow because snow compacts, and if it compacts, then you don't get an accurate reading. So 7 inches of standing snow could be a 10-inch snowfall, depending on the moisture and the temperature and how it fell, as an example. So you wouldn't want to do it that way. So you measure it in pieces to get to that 10 inches. And even if it stands there at 7 inches, it's still a 10-inch snowfall, let's say. So that's how that works. Any questions on how to measure snow? Mind, I've been able to, our hot tub is so well insulated, such a broad surface, I use that. You could use a picnic table. You could use any number of spots along the way. If you're not allowing the snow to get too tall, you could even use a wide rail, let's say a 2 or 5 inch rail. It's not ideal, but you could even do that. But you have to keep after it every inch or so to make sure that you're not having it get peeled off by the wind. Better in a flat, relatively undisturbed area. Anybody else have
have any questions about how to measure snow. Okay, so keep this in mind. At 10 o'clock on 14670, the PL is also 1413, in Oakland, they will be taking reports. So if you wanted to go out in the next, let's say, 15, 20 minutes or so, and take a measurement with your ruler, remember, tenths of an inch, and then clear off your area, write down your recording, and give your report. And I think they're taking another session tomorrow morning. I'm not sure what time off the top of my head. But they'll be doing that again and again. You know, if you go to bed for a few hours and come back, you can you know, take some readings throughout the night, or, you know, before you go to bed, and then again in the morning, and just sum them up, and that's all good. So, any other questions on recording a snowfall? Okie doke. Let's move on. Are there any other stations with comments or questions that I missed? Right. Well, that's easy enough. Any other stations who want to bring up a new comment or a new topic? Alrighty. Well, then what I would suggest, when everybody gets their will... Oh, I do have an announcement. KF2ID, Ben, he lost his wife the other night, and services will be on Monday. She's been ill for quite a while. And she's met her eternal rest. And if you see Ben if between now and then, or even subsequent night, you might want to offer your condolences on his loss. If there's anybody else with questions or comments, we can take them at this time. All righty. Well, I'm going to thank the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club for the use of their repeater, and thank everyone else for their support of the net, and wish everybody safety and security in the rest of the weekend, and make sure your batteries are topped up, and make sure that you know where your flashlights are and other little portable lighting and this, that, and the other thing. And to your radios are charged up as well. Not so much for this, but also for the storm that we might get over the weekend. It's going to add some rain and cold, and therefore maybe some icing and flooding type conditions later in the weekend. We'll see. So God bless and everybody, and take care. This is K2BAR with the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club and the Bergen Amateur Radio Association wishing you 73. And have a great day. It's W2TTT.
AC2GI, WI2W.
Weather conditions are down there. Pretty wild up here around tonight. How are you guys? WAUSW 2DG.
Yeah,
hey,
bunkering in here.
Bunkering
in tonight. So, no school. Little guy's got no school. Has no school tomorrow. They canceled that. So that was good. So he can stay home and help the shovel tomorrow morning in the city. And then, of course, I have to go in. I'll make it in. By hook or by crook, the highway should be okay. I'm sure they'll be fine. But the local roads are always the problem. So make sure I have the HP in the car just in case I'm going to call somebody.
Yeah, I remember driving home from your shop way back when we had a big snowstorm one night. I think it was after one of the RF meetings, and coming down Route 3, making my way out west of Route 80 was quite exciting in the snow. I don't know how much we have out there. I think it's about a couple inches so far. It's about 14 degrees without the windshield. So it's getting kind of nasty out there. Is it time for the baby's bedtime story yet, Vic?
Yeah, that's coming up soon. So I've got a few selections in front of me here to pick from. So we'll find something good for tonight. Maybe something about the snow. yeah, Route 3 is pretty treacherous. Coming down 80 in the Parkway are usually not so bad. And then of course I'll pick it up the Parkway. Then you know anybody's guess around here or tomorrow morning will be getting to the Parkway. But yeah. Last couple storms we had, I had no problem. So four-wheel drive should be okay. Hey, I don't know if I mentioned to you in an email last night. I was listening on 20 meters, I believe, and there was a W1AW portable 4. And there was a huge pile up, but I needed a kilowatt to get through that mess. I was trying. I was there. I was in it.
W2SCFW 2DG. Yeah, I was watching that on the. DE7TC reflector, which I keep running here pretty much all the time in the shack. Yeah. I saw the hit come up, which is just there right now. It was 147. I just got the I'm just looking at 160 tonight for a little while, and I want to try to get some more work done tonight. I'm kind of under the gun for this project I'm working on, which I'll explain to you more when we talk to each other. I'll let you go do the bedtime story, and maybe we'll hook up on tomorrow night if you're around or over the weekend. W2SVM, W2DG.
Okay, Rich, sure thing. Yep, we'll do that now. And, I've been listening in on 160 since I did my little antenna enhancements last week. I can actually hear some things on 160. I can hear W1AW's code practice, which is nice. That comes in pretty nicely. And I've heard a few other CW signals on there. I've yet to hear any phone, but I keep listening. But I can tell things are improved here with my my drain pipe high-tech antenna here, HF antenna. So, yeah, we'll catch up with you over the weekend for sure. Hopefully, everybody will show up at work tomorrow, and I'll have a normal day if I'm lucky, and then Saturday I get to hang around the house and do some things and put around the radios a little bit. So, all right, have a good night. W2DQ from W82SDM, signing off.
Okay, Dave, have a good night. Your audio still isn't the best and still a little scratchy on the line, but we should try to plug onto a machine maybe closer toward this way and try to run some experiments and stuff over the weekend. Take care. Have a good day tomorrow. Getting in. Be safe. I'll probably have the radio on in the background here tomorrow. I'm working in the office. W2SVM, W2DG, you guys.
Connected.
LS disconnected.
KD2CRB.
Hi, Stu. I can't stand long, but KD2CRB. W2TT and a T.
Yes, hi, Gordon. Just wanted to say hi. I'm sorry. I totally forgot that the tech thing was on tonight. So I just got in. All right. Just want to say hi and stay dry. Coming back to you.
Laudable goal for all concerned. No problem, Stu. But, you know, just getting ourselves situated up here. Had to go downstairs and get a couple of things. And now I have to go downstairs and make my bed and fall in it, frankly. It's been one of those kind of long days.
That's Roger. Are you working tomorrow? Back to you.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a bunch of little things to do all day, one after the other after the other, but, you know, there's some downtime. It's just a matter of if I waste it away, then I won't have accomplished everything. So, you know, I've got a couple of schedule items and other things I just have to get done, but very good stuff. You know, the fun and games begins on Monday when people show up again, you know?
Yes, that's a Roger. Yeah, the college is closed, so I have a day off, another nice 3-day weekend. And I was supposed to get a delivery of a 50-inch high-definition TV today, but it's been postponed until Tuesday. Back to you.
Well, that sounds nice. Well, congratulations. That's super. 50-inch TV is always a pleasant thing. Our bedroom TV seems to be on fritz. It doesn't want to reliably turn on. So, you know, obviously over the years we've, you know, dusted and vacuumed and things like that, but I wonder what's inside. So, I'm thinking that 10 years or best part of 10 years for the fun and games could compromise its ability to know how to power up. So maybe that's the issue. Because there are days where we leave it on for like a day at a time and nothing happens. And other days it comes on in about 10, 15 minutes, you know? And there's no logic to it. So I think I need to do something. Anyway, Stu, let me run. Enjoy the day off tomorrow. And, you know, the downside of working from home is that you can work all the time. The plus side is that you can work when you need to and get on with other things when you can. So I can assure you that I will sleep till about 9:30. I will attend my 10 o'clock meeting, and then I will go shower. So it's not exactly a tough day, but it's a long day because I gotta compress a lot of things in that need doing. And we are childless tonight, so I don't have to worry about, you know, anybody, kids, movements or anything like that. They're all situated where they need to be, so it's all good. All right, God bless. KD2CRB, W2TTT, and clear.
73 to you, KD2CRB out.
disconnected.
K82CWW.
KD2CWW, WI2LYP.
2CEWW.
Hey Chris, it sounds like you're out there moving the snow, huh?
That I am doing. I'll be here all night.
I just wanted to jump in there and say do a good job and stay safe.
Thank you very much. Came in at 5 in the morning, took a little siesta, and we've been at it now 4 hours, so, you know, and we'll be here all night.
Before I clear, just tell me one thing. Did you win the bet with your wife? Is your closing after the first?
There might not be a closing. A water pipe broke the other night in the house. The plumber had to break in. The water company had to dig the street to shut the valve off. And there's a lot of damage inside the house. The bank still owns it.
Oh, Lord, I'm sorry to hear that. What else, right? So typical. All right, I'll let you get back to work. So, once again, stay safe out there. WY2LYP, 73.
All right, thank you very much. And I'll be out here. So if you wake up and want to say hello, I'll be here.
I'll keep that in mind. Good night.
Good night. K82CWW.
Good night, K82BOR.
K82BOR, are you just getting up, laying down? What are you doing?
I just woke up a little while ago. I'm just lying down here watching the TV.
You're not going to try for that trip to Kearney, are you?
Yeah, why not? How bad could it be out there?
Right now, up this way, it's not terrible, but all predictions are it's going to be rough overnight.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. I got to get up there, and then I'll end up at her house. You know, I'm going to be cleaning snow and everything there, but I ain't going to stay here all day, that's for sure.
Okay, Rock, maybe if I take a nature walk later, I'll give you a call. WI2LYP, clear.
73, there goes my clock radio now. 73, KD2, BOR.
73.
WUMP listening.
I'll be here. 82 CWW.